You're starting? Mm-hmm. Check, check. Okay, cool. All right, so my first question for you, Kaylin, is tell me, what do you consider a bad golf shot?
If it's like a drive, I consider like not hitting the fairway or being too far in the rough to where I can't reach the green. Or mm-hmm. if it's just like an iron, probably just not hitting the green or being in good position to score.
Yeah, so it's kind of, so it's a little bit more than a miss hit, because a miss hit can still be, like have a good result.
Yeah.
But a bad shot is when...
It's like somewhere where I can't score from.
It makes you like hard to recover from it, kind of. Okay. So what do you think coach considers a bad golf shot?
I think she considers one where we're not like completely all in and focused on one. Like if we, because I hit plenty of shots in the last tournament that were good shots, but just like didn't hit the green due to wind or stuff like that. I think she considers bad shots stuff where we're like not trying over the ball or giving it our all.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're genuinely trying and striking it how you want and placing it and it just doesn't go where it should, then I think that's probably a bad shot to
her. Yeah, so just...
Not trying is probably the biggest component.
So it's kind of like when you're not focused.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so describe to me how coach usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot during a tournament.
It's really hard to say because I feel like she really tries to hide her emotions.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? Like, how do you know she's trying?
Because whenever I was injured last year, I got to ride around with her and see, like, how she was doing with the other girls. And she would look at Gofstadt, and she would just lose herself completely. Just lose it. Why the hell is she having a bogey here? Why is she doubling? I'm like, oh, my God, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't... I think I've had bad shots since she was, like, what is that? But I can't recall a time where she's, like, actually, like, gotten genuinely angry
because
I've hit a bad shot.
Yeah.
But I think she just really tries hard to hide it.
All right. So, okay, so she won't necessarily say something that comes across in anger. But, like, how does she respond, like, body language-wise? Like, what does she usually do when you, like, had a bad shot?
At, like, the last tournament, I, like, chunked my drive into, like, the water. And she just, like, looked at me. Just, like a what? Look? And so I asked her, I said, can you go down there and make sure it's in the water? And she ran as fast as she could. So I think she just has more, like she just looks more tense. And she's, like appalled almost.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Not as, like, what are you doing? You know? Like, just shocked.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes sense. So, like, how does that, is that the way she usually reacts? Kind of, like, just that?
Yeah, like, just, like, takes her breath away almost instead of, like, getting angry.
Yeah. So how does that make you feel when she kind of responds like that?
I think I don't feel any different because I think inside I'm more angry than she could be angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go there to play, like, for my team, but I also go to play for myself individually, so I take it more personal than I think she does.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily affect me as much unless she says, oh, that was really bad, or you need to work on this, stuff like that, during a tournament.
So can you recall, like, if there ever was anything that would fall in this category, but can you recall, like, the worst reaction she ever had where you walked away from, like, seeing her reaction, listening to what she said, and just being like, wow, I really wish she didn't just do that?
It was not necessarily a reaction, but we were at regionals, and I had, like, 5 holes to play, and she told me I had to par my last 5 holes. And so I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I parred the last 5 holes, but it just, I just felt way more, like, tense, and I was like, oh, I wish she didn't tell me that, because if I mess up, then I know, like, I've already let her down, you know? But I can't recall, like, an actual reaction that she gave me whenever it was, like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah. So, but it looks like in that case, her telling you that, like, obviously it worked because you played well. You parred the last 5 holes.
I think it, like, lets... Because if you don't do it, I think the failure equals worse, if mm-hmm. that makes sense, because you know what you needed to do and you couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right. So my computer just died. Okay, there we go. So I think it's like, would you agree with me? It's fair to say that sometimes a coach might say something or respond in a way that you might not necessarily like it, but in terms of your performance, it is actually beneficial.
So let me tell you what Coach did in our last tournament.
I love examples. Let me hear it.
So I was playing so bad. My first, I think it was like my first six holes, I was like already eight over. I went double like bogey, 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 bogey. And I started on hole six, and the last hole I saw her on was 11. And I didn't see her till hole two, so that's a hole, 11 holes right there. Mm-hmm. And inside, I'm so pissed off because she had not come and see me. Like, I really needed her help. I was mm-hmm. not doing good, but I think if I had her help, I could have done better, had a few strokes less. And in my head, I'm like, okay, somebody really needs her help, or they're doing really good, and Coach just thinks that their score is more important. Mm-hmm. After the round, I address Coach, and I say, I'm really pissed off that you did not see me. She goes, I purposely did not see you to piss you off in hopes that it would improve your game. And I'm just so shocked that she would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just did not make me play any better.
Yeah.
Made me play worse.
So it's good that you all addressed that, because yeah. now she knows that you actually want her there
yeah.
with you. Like, you really benefit from her.
It was being the there. Weirdest coaching thing I'd ever seen her done.
Mm-hmm.
I was just very shocked, to say the least.
Well, I can't recall the time she ever did that with me. See, I think I was more on the opposite. I was always like, leave me alone. I don't ever want to see you on the course. Just leave my snacks on the next hole. So she got really good at hiding with me.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so just to clarify what has been said this far. So I have question here, and it's saying, describe your perception of your coach's reaction, how your perception of your coach's reaction influences your performance from that point onwards. So, like, at this last tournament, the fact that she wasn't there, that negatively influenced your performance.
I think that influenced me more than her telling me I'm not doing good.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, okay, well, my score is not going to count because I'm doing so bad. So she's put her time on someone else
mm-hmm.
to find out my score was going to count. So mm-hmm. I kind of, like, mentally thought, oh, well, I'm not doing good. My score's not going to count, so she doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like this would have been a better test to have done maybe during a practice round? Like, leave you alone and see if you getting ticked off?
Yeah, because she knows that sometimes. Because my dad used to caddy for me, and he used to tell me, get your head out of your ass to make mm-hmm. me play better. So she took it upon herself to piss me off and have my anger dwell somewhere else
mm-hmm.
when it was just negatively done.
Yeah.
So I think her telling me my score is bad, doesn't influence me as much as her not being there to tell me that.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, if my score's not going to count, you need to tell me mm-hmm. instead of just going on and doing your thing.
Yeah, because you feel like with her not being there, it's kind of a way of saying, well, we're going to drop your score.
Yeah.
I'm going to help the girls that are actually going to help benefit yeah. the team total. That's what it's communicating to you. Okay, good. All right, so let's take another direction. Tell me, like, what kind of coaches have you had up until this point?
I had a high school coach who didn't, like, help me out, you know.
He
was a guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really know much about golf. Knew I was good, so just, like, let me do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was just there to, like, say, good shot, you know, blah, 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 this and that. Just a typical high school coach who'd
mm-hmm.
rather be a baseball coach,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I have a swing coach who doesn't come to the course with me, just teaches me swings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my dad, which is a very different dynamic on the course.
Mm-hmm.
Caddied for me quite a lot, which is, will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Never caddy for me again, because it's such a negative down spiral when he caddies for me.
Yeah. And then you have coach.
Yeah, and then I have coach.
So, tell me a little bit like, what are some of the differences that you've picked up just in the fact that your other coaches are guys, we're guys, and coaches are female? Like, what differences are there?
I think she's able to understand that whenever you're playing golf and you're either playing really good or you're playing really bad, you're in more of a sensitive state.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying, like, one little comment could throw you off, mm-hmm. rather than guys who are just, like, sports junkies will say, like, oh, do this, do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just are results-based rather than she's, like, more psychological-based.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Okay. And what do you prefer?
I prefer the psychological-based because I think she has a lot of experience, and she's learned from the other girls, as she still has to learn from us.
Mm-hmm.
but I think mentally it's more important than results-based.
Yeah. And, like, what was your relationships like with your guys' coaches compared to your relationship with coach?
I didn't really have a relationship with my high school coach because I didn't practice with them. I just would go and do my own thing. So everyone else shot, like, 120. So I was like, well, this is crap. I'm just going to go do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then with, like, coach now, I can, like, tell her anything that's, like, going on in my swing or, like, with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see myself as, like, because, like, everyone else is very passive on the team and I'm very aggressive, so I see myself as, like, being able to relay her, like, executive decisions to the team by being, like, assertive and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, I feel more connected to her in, like, a golf and achievement standpoint,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Okay, good. So if, do you have a preference, like, from this point onwards, if you could, like, have a choice going on in your life to have a female or male coach? Do you have, like, a preference? Or, like, I'd rather want a female coach.
Have a female coach. I've never had a female swing coach, so I don't know. I think if I were to have a coach on the course or a caddy,
mm-hmm.
probably female, but, like, swing coach, never had anything other than a male, so I like males at this point.
Yeah. So how would you compare coach's knowledge of the game, like, swing-wise, like, technique and that kind of stuff, compared to, like, your swing coach?
So, like, my swing coach was on tour and stuff, and he's, like, the one of the top swing coaches in Dallas because he has, like, a track man, and so he's done a lot of, like, physics courses, so he
mm-hmm.
knows the physics behind it. And I think for, like, a very basic swing thought, swing technique, she knows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it comes to, like, because I'm very numbers-based,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, like, TrackMan and FlightScope, I like to see the numbers when she doesn't like to focus on the numbers. And I think it would probably improve on other girls if she knew more about the numbers and what's consistent and what's not, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay, so tell me, in your opinion, and based on your experience with coaches, explain what you consider to be a good and appropriate way for coaches to react when their athletes hit bad shots during a tournament. Like, what would be the best way for a coach to react, maybe in general, and what would be the best way for a coach to react, you know, for you?
I think it's best to, like, hide their emotions, like, throughout, but, like I said, if, like, someone's score doesn't count, it's, like, just that's my preference, but I want someone to tell me,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not thinking, like, other things, like, oh, is it going to count, is it not going to count, stuff like that. But I think there needs to not be any, like, negativity on a bad shot, dwelling, like, maybe afterwards you talk to them,
mm-hmm.
but, like, during the round, if you're dwelling on the fact that they had a bad shot, they're just gonna hit another bad shot after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think hiding it and shadowing it is the best.
The best. Okay, so let's say, for example, you did hit a bad shot and coach came up to you and she was like, you know, it's okay, you know, like, real positive about it. You know, you just go from that point on. It's not really acknowledging that it was a horrible
mm-hmm.
shot, maybe, compared to you hit the bad shot, coach, and she's like, okay, you know, that was a pretty bad shot,
yeah.
you know, but let's just take it from that point forward.
Like, I'd rather someone tell me I have a bad shot.
Yeah.
Because I'm not with this whole positive thing. I hate the word positive. If you tell me to be positive, I'm just going to slap you off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. Beneficial, a deal with Beneficial for now, because she says it quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather someone tell me that it was a bad shot rather than say, oh, that was an okay shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if the same if I shot like 88 or 80. 80's bad, but I'd rather you tell me that it was a bad than, oh, it was good, it was okay.
Yeah. Just so you prefer more like honesty, but honesty in a loving manner, or you
say
know,
like that was a bad shot.
Way.
Yeah, that was a bad shot, but let's move forward. Just forget about it and move forward, rather than tell me, oh, that was okay,
because
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was really bad. No, I can definitely relate with you about the positive thing. You can ask her. Even when I was a player, I hated when anyone said anything. Be positive. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, do not, like, don't even. And so, she had us read. She had, like, this list of books she wanted to read within a year that that guy, y'all, those affirmations y'all listen to, the guy, so he had, like, a list of books, and one of them was, like, to do with positive thinking or something, and I was like, I refuse to read that book.
Yeah.
And so, from that point onward, she was like, okay, you need to not think of it like that, like, let's think beneficial thoughts. And
yeah.
I was like, I'll deal with that.
Yeah. I feel you on that one.
Yeah. All right, okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about, before I go to that part of it, tell me what's like your thought process on the course? Like, what do you think
while
you're on the course?
In what sense?
So let's say you're having a good round.
Okay.
Are you dwelling on your score? Are you, between shots, are you thinking about other things?
Mm-hmm.
Are you very focused on your game right now? Okay, next shot, you know, do this, you know, like, are you very analytical compared to, you know, if you're having a bad round, what are you thinking?
So usually when I have a good round, I like walk in front of and the other my girls, I don't talk to them at all. I'm just very, I look very in the zone. I'm very pissed off and aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when I play my best, is because I'm aggressive with everything and I'm not like timid. And so if I step up to a shot, I'm just gonna like, my thought is just to like compress it and hit it good where it needs to go. Rather than, and when I'm playing good, I don't usually know my score.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just lost track with what you're thinking and how you're playing, rather than score-based. Other than when I'm playing bad, I can know what my score is, because I'm just like, in my head, it's like all adding up. Bogey here, double there, triple there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of, rather than saying, put it in this spot, I'm just like, okay, hit a good shot, and from where it goes, work from there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So, when you are having a good round, when you are playing well, how does that affect what coach is doing? Like, do you still want her to be there when you're playing well, or do you really, like, not have a preference if she's there or not?
Sometimes I've told her just to go away, because I've got it all under control, and sometimes she's at her home tournament last year, she caddied me for the whole round. She stayed with me for the whole round. I think sometimes if it'll be okay if she comes and, like, just checks on me, but I don't really need her there to tell me, like, what to do, rather than when I'm playing bad. I want that reassurance of someone saying, okay, hit that club. That's the right choice.
Yeah. So when you are having a not good round, you'd prefer to have her there with you. And so let's say you're having a bad round and she is there with you and she has a bad reaction. What kind of, like, goes through your mind?
In my head, she tends to tell me this, like, these things. She's like, stand here for 3 minutes and just let whatever happened go. And that, like, pisses me off more.
Because
I'm like, I'm not going to let it go. Like, I let it go to an extent. But what was the question? I'm sorry.
No. So I'm just wondering, like, when you're having a bad round, okay.
How does her negativity...
Yeah, like, if she has a bad reaction to one of your bad shots, like, what are you thinking?
I think it, like, affects me more because I really want her there for reassurance. And if she's telling me I'm playing bad, then I'm like, oh, well, I know I'm playing really bad then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really necessarily want her to say how I'm doing. I just want someone to be there to make sure that, like, I'm making the right decisions.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it's also at the same time you want her... to not be fake about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine, you know, it's
yeah.
Like, okay. Okay, good. All right, so let's transition over into practice. I'm not going to dwell on that too much, but so describe to me what's the worst reaction coach has ever had to one of your bad shots during practice.
During practice?
Mm-hmm. So this can be practice round, this can just be like practice, you know, on
yeah.
a daily basis.
So I guess like yesterday was a good reaction. We were in the hitting room inside. And I know my numbers were bad on my club path, and I hit one. She goes, "You really need to come over here and look at this."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Oh, okay," because usually she's like, "You need to just work on feel and how you're hitting it." And I guess that was just like, "Okay, well, I am hitting it really shit then," because
mm-hmm.
she's just told me I need to come look at this.
Yeah,
but I can't think of like one where she's like, "That was just really bad."
Yeah, so. How would you prefer for her to respond in that situation then?
I think whenever I'm practicing, I know what I need to work on, and I know when I'm hitting it bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need someone to reiterate to me that I'm hitting it bad.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm not, like, stupid. I
yeah.
know if my numbers are bad. Because a few weeks ago, she wouldn't let me look at the numbers before the tournament. She's like, "You're not looking at this." So I'm like, "Okay, well, it's bad, obviously." So
yeah.
I was like,
"You don't want me to see it then."
Yeah. I'm like, "I just won't look at it. It's fine."
Yeah. Okay, so would you agree that there's a difference between coach during practice and coach during tournament?
Yeah, I think during practice she's wanting us to like work on things more so they'll relate over into the tournament. So if we are hitting it bad, she's gonna tell us
mm-hmm.
that like that needs to not happen in the tournament. You need to work on this until then.
Mm-hmm.
When in the tournament she's like, just work on having, like, good feel and a good swing rather than working on something.
Yeah. So is there anything that ever happens during practice that, in a way, could possibly negatively affect you in the tournament where you maybe, when you're busy with the tournament, you think back on practice?
Well,
you're like, ooh.
Recently we've been talking about, like, my putting and
mm-hmm.
how the way, like, I hold the putter in my putting setup is, like, not good and bad and how we need to go to golf quarters and change it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, during my round, I was like, well, this isn't right. So I just felt like I couldn't trust it enough because she had told me it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get to fix it before I left.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else that, you know, just when thinking about, you know, bad shots, coaches' reactions, and how you seeing those reactions, how they affect you. Is there anything else you can think of that you might want to share that you think would be valuable?
No, I just genuinely think her reactions couldn't affect me as much as my internal
yeah.
self feels.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because she's like more worried about a team. I'm more worried about myself.
Yeah.
So she's got 5 other girls to worry about. And I'm 1/5 of that. And me, I'm 5 out of 5 of that.
Yeah.
So
in general, what coach does or does not do, it might tick you off, or
yeah.
it might be, you know, emotionally it might be good for you, but in terms of your actual performance, you don't feel like it makes that big of a difference.
No.
Okay.
I think the only thing she did was leaving me out there to fend
yeah.
for myself.
Okay. And so just out of curiosity, have you ever had, like, a time with coach where you have discussed, okay, during practice, I don't like it when you do this, I like it when you do this, could you do this more often?
Yeah.
Have y'all had that moment?
Mm-hmm. I've told her that, she, like, because Hammy used to, like, help us on the course, and she used to stand behind me when I'd putt, so I'd have to, like, stop and be like, can you move? So I've told her, you cannot stand behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I've told coach that. But I think she knows that, like, on all aspects of the course, I'd like her to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she could just caddy for me for all 18 holes, I'd be fine, you
yeah.
know? So I'm pretty much okay with her being there all the time when some of the other girls are like, I'm choking when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
When to me, it just doesn't really matter.
Okay. Awesome.
We good?
We're good.
Great. That was a lot faster than I expected.
Let's see how long. 20. Oh, well, that's about the average, so we did good.